By means of introduction, my name is Bill Sutton. My wife and I no longer live here, but we were members of New Covenant since its inception in 1976. It is impossible to overemphasize the transformative role New Covenant has played in our ongoing journeys of following Jesus. One of the most significant aspects of that journey for our entire family has come through the work of Habitat for Humanity and now Habitat successor, the Fuller Center for Housing, housing ministries that were started by the same couple, Millard and Linda Fuller, originally with these similar Jesus-centered visions. Habitat and Fuller partner with folks that are forced to live in substandard housing to provide them with decent, affordable homes and with the advantages, material and spiritual, that come with home ownership. Back in 1993, Barb Linder invited members of New Covenant to accompany the church on an intergenerational spring break trip to Cahoma County in the Mississippi Delta to work with Habitat and to help fulfill these visions. My wife and I, along with our three sons, aged 10, 7, and 4, decided under some serious prompting of the Holy Spirit to join the crew, which included the Linders, the Chubbucks, and a young Jubal Kroger. During that week, we were horrified to see folks living in shacks and facing other hardships connected to what has been called deep disadvantage. We also, however, witnessed some of those very same folks exhibiting an inspiring faith in Jesus and a willingness to welcome privileged outside volunteers like ourselves into their ongoing and transformative kingdom-building efforts. In the process, we also met Jesus in new and powerful ways, and our lives would never be the same. For some context, the Mississippi Delta is an area of stark contrasts. With some of the richest farmland in the world, it has for the last 150 years produced and continues to produce significant agricultural wealth for its largely white landowning class. Yet the distribution of that wealth has been and remains largely inaccessible to the majority black population. It is a living example of the unrighteousness that pervaded the Jim Crow system and produced the legacies of disadvantage that continue to bedevil the region today. But in any number of circumstances that we have experienced, it has also fostered an inexplicable but undeniable atmosphere of forgiveness, love, and deep faith that have profoundly challenged and inspired folks like us. In the intervening years since Barb's invitation 32 years ago, the partnership work that New Covenant started in the Delta continues to bear good fruit, and now through the Fuller Center has helped to reinvigorate the affiliate partner that had fallen on hard times under Habitat. Post-COVID home construction has started again and is thriving, and new gains under the leadership of Indigenous Black folks and the cooperation of local volunteers, as well as outsiders, are obvious. Besides helping with the construction of dozens of new homes over those 32 years, New Covenant members, starting in 2012, have established a dynamic and innovative school enrichment program called Spring Initiative, and the two organizations collaborate whenever possible. Through it all, the process of educating ourselves about the root historical causes of that crippling deep advantage has been a fundamental part of the experience, and the kingdom-building work goes on. In recognition of that long-standing partnership between New Covenant and First Habitat and now the Fuller Center, Executive Director Joanne Blue, President Bobby Butler, and the entire Board of Directors of Clarksdale Area Fuller Center for Housing have created a plaque expressing their gratitude to New Covenant. We have been given the privilege to deliver this plaque, and that's what we're doing this morning. But this plaque is not simply an acknowledgement of past efforts, it's a recognition of what God continues to do in the Delta, and also an invitation to renew that partnership with Clarksdale Area Fuller Center for Housing in a way similar to that which New Covenant has followed in their unflagging support for Spring. In closing, I would like to read a pertinent passage from Isaiah 58, 6 through 12. Is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, and when you see the naked to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. then you will call and the Lord will answer. If you will cry for help, he will say, here am I. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called repairer of broken walls and restorer of streets with dwellings. Thank you for listening.